Hotel history is created for adult audiences. Content may not be suitable for all listeners. Discretion is advised. You're listening to Hotel History. We take you with us through the sordid history and scandals of some of the world's most famous and infamous hotels. I'm Dieta.
And I'm Yael. Let's get started.
And we're rolling.
Is that the Sex in the City? No. Can we get the song?
No, we can't afford the song.
Okay, fine. We can just sing it?
Yeah.
Okay. So wait, let's do it again.
That's
not it.
It sounds different without all the instruments at once.
No, but even the tune,
that's it. I'm spot on. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
That's what I'm pretty sure that's what I did.
Okay. Kind of.
Anyway, if you haven't figured it out, today's episode is all about Sex in the City.
More like if the characters were hotels, what hotel would they be? Or what hotel represents their like spirit?
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of people have opinions about this, but when I think of each character, I think of like their vibe.
Yeah.
Almost like this episode should be called The Vibes of Sex and the City. First of all, who's your favorite character? Or in what order is your favorite characters? Who do you identify with the most?
That is so hard. That is so difficult. Okay. My favorite main character is probably Samantha.
Yeah.
I feel like I identify the most with Miranda.
I feel like I identify the most with Miranda too. That's probably why we're friends.
Just everything cynical all yeah. the time. Who's your favorite?
Okay. Main character, Samantha too. But they're each like, I have a soft spot for each of them. They're all annoying in different ways and they're all good in different ways. I will say style wise, because that show is like a feast for your eyes for fashion. And I'm going to be honest, a Charlotte. I would dress like Charlotte the most.
Oh, yeah.
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 And then maybe sometimes Miranda in the later seasons where she's not wearing those ugly suits.
Yes.
Charlotte and her dress the most normal. Carrie and Samantha were wild.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate their style, but I'm like, I don't know what the fuck they were. But I get, you got to make it interesting visually. Like you can have so much fun with it. You might as well do that. But okay. In terms of characters outside of the main characters, Charlotte's gay friend, Anthony.
Yes.
That was, do you love him?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes,
he's really good. And then there's always some interesting. I hated Berger not because of the way he broke up with her on the post-it. I just hated him.
Yeah,
he was so annoying. But also, who else? I thought the guy, the politician guy that she dated would have been a good match for her if he wasn't such a weirdo,
yes.
a dick at the end. Yeah.
He was too good. He was too good of a guy. They had to make him.
Yeah. And then Charlotte's second husband, Harry. He's one of my favorites. Because he's like, it's really true. There are not many men in that show that treat the women nicely.
No.
So, you know, those are my favorites. But you know what happened? Do you remember in the beginning that character Skipper or Skippy or whatever his name
Skipper,
is?
And
then he disappeared.
Yeah, I was actually just watching some of those episodes with him. And I realized that Skipper was just too like nice and nerdy for Miranda. But Steve is basically just a cooler, meaner Skipper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I had just never thought about that before. Because oh, I forgot all about Skipper.
They replaced Skipper with Steve. Yeah. The show highlights so many New York institutions, obviously including hotels. Like the amount of places that they mention or they film at, or even some of the themes. So when Samantha ends up dating Richard, the way that she even gets introduced to him is he owns these hotels and she wants to do the PR for them. And then they end up going to, once they start dating, they end up going to Atlantic City and they stay at this, I think, I don't remember the name of the hotel, but like the whole thing was, I think it was the Taj Mahal Hotel or something. I don't know. But I would say, to start off the episode, Samantha to me is the cosmopolitan in Las Vegas, because she is like, that is her soul. She's trendy, or it used to, I mean, there's so many more trendier hotels now, but she's trendy. She's all about what's new. She's not very old school,
right,
or mm-hmm. vintage. And she's slutty. So that's like, you know, but also.
And she's fun. And Vegas is just so much fun.
Oh, all the hotels that I mentioned with her are like not New York hotels, with the exception of Trump Hotel. I think there's a Trump Hotel in New York, or there was. She's either the Cosmopolitan or the Trump or someplace in it.
Soho House.
Or Soho. Yeah, because that was. So Soho House is a hotel. I didn't know that until recent. Not like recently as in a few years living in LA. I thought it was just like any other workspace, but it's an exclusive hotel for members.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
I thought it was like one of those private club
places. It is a private club that you could stay at like a hotel. And so in the episode, Samantha probably does the most hotel-y things. She, you know, she flies off with Richard to Atlantic City. She tries to sneak into Soho House. The way she does it, I love her. She's just like, yeah, that's my card. Yeah, yeah, yeah. she like, that's her vibe.
Yeah.
She has to be trendy and ostentatious.
Yeah.
Like Trump.
And if I was going to add anything like for a summer Samantha, then I think she would be one of those resorts like Hedonism 2 in Jamaica, where it's like clothes are optional and everybody is hanging out together and there are special places where multiple people can be having some fun.
Yeah. That reminds me. By the way, if anyone wants to know, we are drinking martinis while we're recording. Not in martini glasses. But because, you know, it's just appropriate. But do you remember the episode where they come to L.A. and mm-hmm. they get invited to the Playboy Mansion
mm-hmm.
party? That's like Samantha's heaven.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Hedonist Hotel. And then there's a scene. Sorry, I just watched this, so it's in my head, where they stumble upon in the mansion, Carrie and Miranda in like this little like cave pool, and all these women are topless, and then Miranda's like, look, it's tit soup. And that's what I think of the little places in the They also the hotel they stayed at when they came to LA was the Standard Hotel in West Hollywood. I think they filmed there too. And I think that to me is a very Miranda hotel, even though they didn't have her room or something in the episode. Whatever. No one cares about that. But I feel like Miranda is like a very to the bones kind of hotel, mm-hmm. but she's not cheap. So right. she's not going to stay at like a Best Western.
Yeah.
So I think of the standard. I also think of another hotel I thought of that I actually stayed at. The Beekman in New York.
Oh, I've never been there.
Have you heard of it?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God. It's stunning. It's gorgeous. It's very old looking. It's kind of has a French style to it. It's very dark. It's very historical. I got to stay there once. It's really expensive, but it's really pretty. And I think of Miranda because it has a very intellectual vibe to it. But I couldn't think of any other place that represents her character. Can you?
It's really hard to find that in between place because it needs to be like no frills, straightforward, but still very elegant and nice. And it's like there's a jump from like the 2-star experience to the 4-star experience.
Yeah, almost all the hotels we mention are like 4 or 5 yeah. star. Because I don't think any of them would stay at a shitty hotel. They were all really bougie.
Yeah, that's another thing. They had some money to spend. If anything, yeah. Carrie should have been on a budget, but like yeah. she never is.
Carrie was actually the most difficult for me to figure out because she's kind of all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Her style is very crazy.
Yeah, she likes, you know, bottom of the barrel bargain hunting, but pairing it with couture. She looks hippie chic 1 minute and then like straight off the runway the next minute. So.
And then like in pearls and mm-hmm. she's so all over the place, I think, in her personal life and in her style that her hotels kind of represent that. But she's still a writer.
Yes.
So I tried to stick to like the
very literary.
Yeah. The literary, the artsy kind of boho vibe. So to me, she would be like the Chelsea Hotel or the Hotel Chelsea. The Algonquin Hotel, and then the Greenwich Hotel.
So I don't know anything about the Greenwich Hotel.
I don't know that much. I know there's a spa I wanted to try there. But it's in Greenwich Village, so it's like a, you know, mm-hmm. it captures you when you see it. It has that vibe. Like I can see her, you know, if she wasn't always in her apartment, like working at a hotel like that. Or something just yeah. like at the lobby. Also, Carrie was probably in a lot of hotels because she had that affair with Big.
True.
And I wonder, I tried to search for all the hotels that were mentioned or filmed in the show. And all I got was like other filming locations. But when watching the show, I tried to take notes of where they were and all that stuff. But they do a lot of the plaza.
Yeah.
In the first few episodes. Yeah. And when Big is engaged to Natasha, they film outside the plaza. But the plaza, if we're going to talk about who is the plaza or who represents the plaza, that is Charlotte. 100%. Charlotte is the plaza. And the Pierre. Maybe the Pierre more than the plaza even. Another place I thought Charlotte embodies is like some place in the Hamptons. So I found a couple, but there's one called Mills House Inn in the Hamptons. And it's just like, you know, very her vibe, like yeah. cute and waspy.
Yeah.
And clean. She's very classic, you know. I feel like the plaza is her. But maybe the Pierre more in some ways because it's girlier. I don't want to say girlier yeah. or like Rococo more. Wherever Elizabeth Taylor went is probably Charlotte. Because I know her character was like obsessed with Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
I think later on, because when she converts to Judaism, she like was inspired by Elizabeth Taylor or whatever. But yeah, you kind of like get the sense when you walk into those like classic old hotels, that is Charlotte.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Big is Four Seasons. Because in the show, he's always at the Four Seasons. It's his favorite hotel. Another hotel mentioned is the Four Seasons. And then another hotel mentioned is when Carrie goes to Paris with the Russian and she stays at the Ritz in Paris, I think. And that hotel is stunning. But that's like it, that represents what I think Carrie wishes she was. There are moments where I think she really wants to be a part of like the top like 1%, but she's not that. She's too down to earth and she's not rich enough.
No, she's at least very middle class.
Yeah. Not in the beginning, she's not rich enough, but I don't think her personality is like that either. And there's also when you see Samantha in the beginning seasons, she's in the Upper East Side, but then she goes to the meatpacking district, like where she belongs. You know what I mean? Like she
so
also,
many levels.
Yeah, she like she like you see her and you're like, okay, you're trying to be. I think she was trying to be like upper class. Like you see in the show that this she's trying to mold herself sometimes with like these rich Upper East Side ladies. And then she sleeps with everyone's husband and they're like, no. Yeah. And she's like, whatever. And she finally just admits to herself, OK, I'm not an Upper East Side lady. I am an Atlantic City meatpacking district lady. What do you think of where they belong? Because I feel like I got their essence, but I'm sure there's hotels that are... Steve would be a hostel. Or a couch surfing.
Yeah, exactly. And like back when Airbnb really was just renting a couch in someone's spare room.
Yeah. It's like dirty closet.
Yeah.
And then Aiden would be...
somewhere he could chop down a tree and make a chair out of it.
He'd be like a bed and breakfast or an Airbnb. He'd be an Airbnb.
Like maybe a stately colonial inn.
Yeah. Something country.
Yeah. So for Harry, I'm thinking we already did a 3-episode arc for Harry because I feel like he grew up going to Kutcher's or something with his family.
That's true. He definitely did. So he'd just be in the Catskills?
Yeah, he seems like the kind of guy who would want to go to the Catskills for the summer with his family.
Yeah.
And Charlotte would die.
No, she would go, but she'd be like, we're getting the nicest bungalow or the nicest suite. And then he's like, don't worry, we'll go to the Hamptons the second half of the summer.
They compromise.
Yeah. I would love to go to the Hamptons. Oh, you know what? That also reminds me of the episode where they go to the Hamptons for that wedding.
And they get... oh, that's a different episode.
And they get what?
Crabs.
Oh, no, that's a different episode. Yeah, that's a different episode. That's an Airbnb episode where they rent out the house.
Yeah, cottage on the beach.
No, then a few seasons later when they go for the wedding of Nathan Lane. Well...
oh.
His character, not him. And they were like, oh, you're getting married. And then they rent, Samantha got Richard's like Hamptons house or something. Yes. I always think about that when they go to the Hamptons. Like those are the place, like just the style. Wait, think about it. Samantha's going to Richard's house, which is like super modern and chic and full of glass. And then when Charlotte finds a house, it's like a cute shabby little, it's not shabby because she's not shabby, but it's like the aesthetics are so different.
Yeah. One of my other favorite characters from the first season is Amalita, her friend from Europe that is low-key prostitute, but I don't know
escort.
Sorry, I don't know the lingo. Be proud, prostitute and proud.
But she was not necessarily just, she was like giving the girlfriend experience.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh my God. She was a, what's that word?
Courtesan.
She was a courtesan.
Yeah, she was a courtesan. Absolutely.
You were the one that told me the difference.
And I love that she just like knew Carrie could step into that role without even discussing it with her.
I mean, Carrie should have done it.
She should have.
Because the guys that like were interested in her were gorgeous. They were like cute Italian guys, which usually in real life, they're probably not cute Italian guys. They're ugly, creepy Italian guys. But they were like really cute and they had a lot of money and they, you know, they would buy her whatever she wanted. Mm-hmm. They would travel. They would take her everywhere.
Yeah, they would go eat at great restaurants.
And she's like, I can't. I need to date a man who's emotionally unavailable. I really want them to make a new Sex in the City, though. One that includes dating apps. Because Samantha would be so busy. She would. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Or she'd be too old to try the dating apps. Like, she'll have her assistant.
Her assistant swipes.
Yeah. Well, did they do that in the movie? I forgot if they ever brought that in the movie.
No, like the iPhone had just come out when the first Sex in the City movie came out. Because I remember there was that like cameo shot where she's like, I don't know how to work this. And it's like, iPhone shot.
Okay, then forget it. Yeah. Yeah, no, oh my God. The movies were not good. And I don't consider them Sex in the City. And I don't consider...
They're not canon.
Yeah. And I don't consider... The new show.
No,
that was a mistake. We're all closing our eyes, hoping just like that. Let's just pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah.
They gave them personality transplants to be super annoying. And yeah. And the whole thing with like, I mean, the show in general, the fact that Carrie ended up with Big, should we say spoiler alert to whoever?
Oh, please.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, the fact that she ended up with Big was like a big, like that was the most unrealistic thing about the show. Like he was never going to come around.
No.
That he was unattainable.
He was a toxic bachelor. And I mean, and it's her ending up with Big is definitely a departure from the book the show is based on, from the columns.
Oh, she doesn't end up with it.
No. At like the very last part of the book is that Carrie remains single in New York.
Yeah, I think that would have ended up that would have been
like the book is like the first season of the original show. Like a lot of stuff comes from that first season, comes out of those columns. And then after that they kind of move on from it.
Oh, okay. 'Cause
the book is very depressing. It's not a fun read.
I never read it, but now maybe I should.
Yeah, the Amelita is in the book. The episode with the guys who like hide their girlfriends because they're not attractive enough, that's in the book.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And then Big takes her and he gives her some blame. I just like the Chinese. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, right. I mean, it's such a funny show. The show is so... I think it's a great show. I think it's a great show because it's not supposed to make you feel whatever. Everyone is so opinionated about the show. It makes everyone have such a reaction. And it's so entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
I think it will always be entertaining to watch women come together and talk.
Yes.
And be honest and not like fake. I don't think any of them were fake. The only time that they're fake is when Charlotte is not saying what she really wants to say.
Yeah.
And Carrie's lying to them about Big.
Yep.
Everyone has been imprinted by Sex and the City. Even if you don't like the show, you're like, well, maybe I'm a Miranda, Samantha, whatever. We're all a little bit of all of them.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times someone's been like, I never really watched it or I didn't like it. But then they still had an opinion on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And on the characters.
Yeah, because it's also, I think it does represent like one whole woman. Mm-hmm. Like Carrie's the chaotic, I don't know, aloof one. And then Miranda's like business and rational. And then Samantha's like the positive, slutty side of you, and then Charlotte's like this conservative, like, you know,
I just want to get married and have a perfect life.
It's like it completes a woman.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can go on about this show. I feel like we've totally went all over the place, and people were like, I thought this was about hotels. But we like doing that. We like to imagine, because we like to imagine how these things would be in real life, because it's make-believe and it's fun.
Yeah.
But that's what hotels are. They're a manifestation of people's ideas.
So next month we're going to do a full-length episode on the Algonquin in honor of World Book Day, which is April 23rd. And we're going to have a whole literary month, including a book giveaway. So check out our Instagram at Hotel History Podcast to be able to sign up for that when we announce it.
We hope you enjoyed this weird episode about the characters of Sex and the City and what hotels it would be. Because I have this theory. A hotel makes you feel like you're in a different world, kind of the same way TV shows do.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's a cool combination. Even though we go on tangents and whatever, it gives you the same feelings. And so I thought this would be a good idea.
Loved it.
Thanks for listening to Hotel History. You can follow us on most social media platforms, Patreon, and Substack by searching for Hotel History or Hotel History Podcast. If you like what you hear, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify so we can reach more listeners.